భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ
ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ
We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter number 64, Text number 25.
Okay.
23. I think we did that yesterday. And that we did. And then we also did one more. all right, we can. Purvam, Tvam, Ashubham, Bhunkshe, Uta Ahu, Nrarpate, Shubham, న అంతం దానస్య ధర్మస్య పశ్యే లోకస్య భాస్వతః శుభం త్వం శుభం పుంక్ష ఉతాహో నృపతే శుభం నాంతం దానస్య ధర్మస్య పశ్యే లోకస్య భాస్వతః పూర్వం త్వం శుభం భుంక్షస్ పూర్వం త్వం శుభం భుంక్ష ఉతాహో నృపతే శుభం నాంతం దానస్య ధర్మస్య పశ్యే లోకస్య భాసతః Translation. Yamraj said, My dear king, do you wish to experience the result of your sins first or those of your piety? Indeed, I see no end to the dutiful charity you have performed or to your consequent enjoyment in the radiant heavenly planets. 24. I replied, First, my lord, let me suffer my sinful reactions. And Yamraj said, Then fall. At once I fell, and while falling, I saw myself becoming a lizard, O master. Text number 25. O Kesha, as your servant, I was devoted to the Brahmanas and generous to them, and I always hankered for your audience. Therefore, even till now, I have never forgotten my past life. We read this purport also and discussed elaborately on the commentaries of Srila Jiva Goswami and what Srila Prabhupada says, what Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says. But still, it is very important, so I can read again. Srila Jiva Goswami comments on this verse as follows. Since King Nriga openly declared that he had two outstanding qualities, namely devotion to the Brahmanas and generosity, it is clear that he possessed these qualities only partially, since someone who is truly pure would not boast about them. It is also clear that King Nriga considered such piety to be a separate goal, desirable for its own sake. Thus, he did not fully appreciate pure devotional service to Lord Krishna. Krishna had not been only goal for Nriga's life, as he was for Ambarish Maharaj, even in the stage of regulative practice. Nor do we find that King Nriga overcame obstacles like those of Ambarish Maharaj when Durvasa Muni became angry at him. Still we can conclude that since Nriga was able to see the Lord for some reason or another, he must have had good quality of sincerity desiring the Lord's association. Srila Prabhupada confirms the above analysis in Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, says, on the whole, Naraga had not developed Krishna consciousness. The Krishna conscious person develops love of God, Krishna, not love for pious or impious activities. Therefore, it is not subject to the results of such actions. As stated in Brahma Samhita, a devotee by the grace of the Lord does not become subjected to the resultant reaction of fruitive activities. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti offers the following commentary. When Nruga mentioned one who hankered to have your audience, he was referring to an incident concerning a certain great devotee Kring Nruga had once met. This devotee was very eager to acquire a temple for a most beautiful deity of the Supreme Lord, and he also wanted copies of such scriptures as Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Being very generous, Nruga arranged for all these things, and the devotee was so satisfied that he blessed the king. My dear king, may you have the audience of the Supreme Lord. From that time on, Nruga desired to see the Lord. I mean, simply out of blessing of other king, he was able to see the audience. So, whatever the situation is, Nruga got the audience, either by his, sincere desire or by blessings in disguise. Right. Today we should go on to the text number 26. Sattvam katha mama vibho akshipatha paratma yogeshwarehi sruti drashamalo raddi bhavya sakshad adokshaja uru vyasana bandabadhe syame andrudrashya iha yasya bhavapavarga. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace. The followers of His Divine Grace, Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. O Almighty One, how is it that my eyes see you before me? You are the Supreme Soul whom the greatest master of mystic yoga can meditate upon within their pure hearts only by employing the spiritual eyes of the Vedas. Then how, O Transcendental Lord, are you directly visible to me? Since my intelligence has been blinded by the severe tribulations of the material life, only one who has finished this material entanglement in the world should be able to see you. The lizard is talking. In the purport, say, even in the body of a lizard, King Nruga could remember his previous life, and now that he had opportunity to see the Lord, he could understand that he had received special mercy from the Personality of Godhead. So, this is very important to understand that the intricacies of the karma that we saw yesterday, which causes bewilderment, and the bewildered soul, because attachment of the body, he is compelled to carry on such karmic activities, binding more and more. So he does not find out the cause of his reactions. These reactions are either painful or pleasure. But both are a conception of the bewildered soul, not a liberated soul. In the regulative practices of bhakti yoga, Krishna advises this particular verse of Bhagavad Gita is on from the 12th chapter and 10th verse. Shubha Shubha Parityagi Bhakti Man Same Priya. A devotee should be detached from auspiciousness and inauspiciousness. If he is purely Krishna conscious, why should he depend upon the material arrangement? Mahatmanastu mam partha daivim prakritim asrita bhajantim ananya manaso gyatva bhutadim avyayam. Gyatva bhutadim avyayam means that spirit, soul, who is totally under the shelter of the divine energy, which is spiritual, a spirit soul living in the spiritual atmosphere. What does he has to do with material affairs? Right? So his works are not ordinary, even though seemingly he be engaged, because he is in the realm of spirituality. And right on the platform of the soul, he is acting his original occupation, that is pleasing Krishna. For him, the material nature is spiritual nature, is it not? He is transcendental. The modes are not affecting him. That is the definition of a Mahatma, a liberated soul who is totally engaged in serving the Lord in person with all his transcendental senses, because the senses are no more material. They were transformed. So, the Daivin Prakritim Ashrita. He is under the shelter of this transcendental energy, transcendental realm, transcendental nature. This is a Vaikuntha nature, not material nature, manifested for some time. So, even though within the material nature, his conception is spiritual, so everything is realized as spiritual. This is factual. Srila Prabhupada said that the temple of the Lord, the sanctum sanctorum, we have two portions, right? The one for the congregation who are coming with materialistic nature. But that is the place of the transcendent. To enter into from material to transcendent, there must be proper qualifications, understanding, conceptual understanding, and practice to always remain in transcendence. So, even when the pujari comes in the hall, does he have to become materialistic? He will act, just he will dance, he will do all the activities. So the entire realm, by the influence of the transcendental nature, this material nature is also becoming transcendental. Therefore the temple is necessary. Outside, the influence is material. But one who has enveloped himself in the transcendental nature by pure conception plus engagement in person for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord, for him, wherever he goes, there is no difference between material and spiritual. One time Srila Prabhupada in the early days was going for the morning walk with some devotees on Sunday. On 26 Second Avenue, temple was opened, and he was going. And the streets of New York on Sunday are filthy, stinking places. Because all night Saturday they drink, and everything is so dirty, nasty, and filthy smelling. The litter will be, you know, scattered either by wind or by, you know, the those who are older folks. They are either homeless or what they call bums. They lie on the footpath or crave out somewhere in the lower section, east side of Manhattan. They simply, you know, live in the filthy, nasty place. They live in the gutter under subways. So they come out and scavenge. They are homeless. So the litter was very scattered, and one devotee said, "Oh, Prabhupada, this looks hellish. This looks hellish." And Prabhupada said, "It may be hellish for you, not for me. It may be hellish for you." Prabhupada wanted each and every opportunity to introduce transcendence by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. So, how is it that for such a pure devotee, whose conception is right and who is practicing and showing by personal example, you know, the material world and spiritual world will be differentiated? The devotion is taking us to the higher realms of experiencing. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to go to Vrindavan from Katwa immediately after taking sannyas, Sachi Mata was so much aggrieved, and she was feeling so much separation from her son, and she virtually broke in tears helplessly when he took sannyas. All the devotees, because she was a Vaishnavi, the mother, not on the bodily conception, but they were so compassionate on her pitiable situation that they tricked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to go through Advaitacharya's house. On the way in the Ganges, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in rapt attention that here is Jamuna, and he was looking in Vrindavan. And Swarup Damodar told Mahaprabhu, "Wherever you are, it is Vrindavan." Prabhupada also similarly, the resident of Vrindavan, he introduced Vrindavan everywhere. He took Vrindavan with him. So this is the situation. So, Daivim Prakritim Ashita, this is the divine realm. One has to take shelter. Bhajantim ananya manaso, ananya manaso. I'm the only target of worship, Krishna says. Nobody else, no other side-tracking sub-religious principle or anything. Gyatva bhutadim avyam. Gyatva means confirmed, totally, that bhutadim, I am the origin of all and inexhaustible. inexhaustible. Even though after creation, we remain for some time only. We go through 6 changes, compulsory, through the body. We grow, even though we are the same tiny part. We become mature, we produce byproducts, and then dwindle and disappear. Bone, growth, maturity, producing byproduct, dwindle and disappear. But we remain the same within. So, in material conception, we are not avyayam. We are not inexhaustible. Krishna is inexhaustible. He cannot exhaust out. We exhaust out. Even every end of the day, we exhaust out. In every action there is an exhaustion. That is called pha. Parishram gives us exhaustion. Right? And when the animal is exhausted, it brings out the foam from his mouth. So, in this particular verse, Daivim Prakritim Ashrita, King Nraga was conscious even in the body of a lizard. So it says, O Almighty One, how is it that my eyes see you here before me? You are the Supreme Soul, whom the greatest master of mystic yoga can meditate upon within the pure hearts only by employing the spiritual eyes of the Vedas. The yogic process is described in the Vedas. It is to discipline our conception from material to spiritual. Transformation process is there. Yoga ladder is a transformation process. From gross material existence to our spiritual existence. That is the yoga meant for. So, they have also to get the guiding from the Vedic literature. So one has to be conversant with the verdict of the Vedas. So, first of all, unless one is knowledgeable in a system that is described in the yoga, that system must be realized. And the purpose of the system is to produce the result. It is not something that the system is for control. No, it is for producing the desired result. The system is necessary. That should be the target. Anybody cannot introduce his own law to suit his own personal motivations. The system is necessary to produce the result. And that is the Vedic eyes, eyes of knowledge. Pashyanti jnana chakshusha. One must first realize through the eyes of the Shastra. And realization then becomes applicable. If we simply believe and enter into a process, then realization may follow according to our sincerity and guidance. But if after realization the process has to be continued, what will be the situation? Just like Srila Prabhupada realized pure devotion, right, under the tutelage of his spiritual master. But he applied and carried out his order. It's a continual service. So there is no breakage. In Mayavad or impersonalism, realization is the end, no application. That is the distinction in impersonalist approach. If you are realized, that's about it. Finished. There is no continual process, they think. There is no necessity to apply in my... I am realized. But then he is not even desirous to get out from the material affairs. So people talk too much of spirituality as, armchair philosophy, but they don't want to get up from their butts and go out and do the service for the Lord. Some say, oh, forget the Lord, we will do service to others. So they become philanthropists, So here we see the devotee who is on the spiritual platform, would he consider shubh and ashubh? What is auspicious for material favoring circumstances? And ashubh means there are obstacles in such an endeavor. So he has to wait. Here, the difference between karmakanda and devotion, bhakti, is to be understood. When you perform any material activity for material prosperity or material peace, tranquility, you look for particular shubha section. But this shubha is a reflection of transcendence. Therefore it is not true. And you have to let Ganesh come first and worship him. Please remove this material obstacle. Pray for him. But in devotion, pure devotee, those who are Mahatmas, shubha shubha parityagi bhakti man samay priya, they parityagi, they don't consider this material shubh inauspiciousness or auspiciousness. So Prabhupada gave us the direct process, and he became example and he got the desired result. And because we think we are not, so we have to look into even Vastu and all other Shubha, Ashubha, and we have to get rid of. But these activities are so entangling. For the Shubha, you have to enjoy the... Actually, that enjoyment is also suffering. In bodily conception, we think we are enjoying, but actually it is a painful experience for, or ignorant experience for, the soul. When we take too much prasadam, when we take too much prasadam, what happens? Is it a painful experience for the soul or pleasure?
Painful.
Yatadagre amrutamam pariname vishopam. In the beginning it will taste like amrutam, but at the end it is like poison. This is called abuse. That the soul is miserable. Actually, it is that pleasure and pain both are generated by ignorance. So, shubh and ashubh, parityag. Those who are transcendentalists, they give up. Why do we have to engage in what is auspicious and what is inauspicious? Then we argue. Oh, it may be favorable to do Krishna's service. Means you want yourself to become, say, favorable rather than conduct a good transcendental activity. Another example I can give. Srila Prabhupada was dictating translations on the tape. One time he put 2-3 tapes in one envelope and told a devotee, go and post it, mail it. At that time, he was mailing. And Satsarup Maharaj was in Boston with ISKCON Press. And these tapes were supposed to be sent from New York. So Prabhupada told the devotee, go and mail it. The devotee saw there are 3 tapes and a little flimsy envelope, He said, Prabhupada, do you think I can change this envelope? Probably the tapes may fall off. Right? Prabhupada said, no, send it. All right? He said, okay. But again, he halted. And he spoke again to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, I think I should change it. Prabhupada said, no, there is no necessity. You just mail it. So he went. But poor guy did not understand. He came again and spoke to Srila Prabhupada. I must change it, Prabhupada, otherwise it will not reach. He said, don't you trust your spiritual master? You don't have faith in him? He's telling you. He laughed immediately and mailed it as it is. And it reached. Right? So, shubha ashubha parityagi bhaktiman samet priya. Prabhupada was acting on direct spiritual platform. Even seemingly it is a material activity. So how is it when Lord Shri Krishna, who is the transcendental personality of God, when he appears, he would be acting as if he is a common man, would be considered as a common person. This is Devi Prakriti. He brings the Devi Prakriti along with him. So this King Nraga, out of his piety, is bewildered by the Shubha and Ashubha. He was on the platform of Shubha and Ashubha. He was giving charity, considering it's my duty, religious duty, to give in charity. But somehow or another, some Ashubha was entered and that incident of the cow wandered and he redonated. Right? So Shubha Ashubha means auspicious inauspiciousness. Should not be considered. But Krishna was so kind that somehow or another he knows through the eyes of Shastra that I was simply doing my material religious duties. I had a desire to have an audience even in that consciousness. So he is expressing this bewilderment to Lord Krishna. He still wants to estimate Lord Krishna is achievable by, the eyes of Shastra or the vision. As if Krishna is an object to be achieved, to possess. desire of the Lord is important to see, and it will be only for a little flick of a second. Rest is service. Everybody wants to see or desire to see Lord Krishna face to face. Because He is the Supreme Person and we are also person. So personal experience is needed. That desire is our inherent desire. But the fact is that Lord, even though He gives His audience, it will be for a very short while. Do you think He is very busy? This experience was to Dhruva Maharaj, to Narada Muni also in his previous life. So as long as material conception one has and one wants, the audience with the Lord within this body and so-called working in the another realm, Lord may be kind enough to give audience, but bewilderment will continue because He just wants to give a glimpse of Himself. It is too difficult to achieve Him. Only He will tell you in the form of Shabda Brahman what to do and how to remain in His permanent association, like Parshad, like Narada Muni. He has been given free ID to enter in His realm or go to some bewildered realm for the sake of the same service of the Lord. So here we see the bewilderment. Then how is it that my eyes see you here before me? You are the Supreme Soul, whom the greatest masters of the mystic yoga can meditate upon their pure hearts only by employing the spiritual eyes of the Vedas. Then how, O Transcendental Lord, you are directly visible to me? I didn't gain the knowledge through my charities. I didn't have an opener. I simply had the desire. Whether it was, direct, indirect, I don't know. But certainly I am considering myself to be unqualified. Only thing is that I knew my previous life, that there was some result attached. And even in the body of lizard, I cannot forget myself. But I am confined in the body of a lizard. I am still, the mortal. How is it that you are before me? He says, since my intelligence has been blinded by severe tribulations of the material life, I am simultaneously experiencing the tribulations of material life. So, the result of Shubha and Ashubha was going on, even in this body of lizard. Only one who has finished his material entanglement in this world should be able to see you. Either we see Krishna through the transcendental eyes, or we have an audience if we are totally engaged in His service, which is transcendental in nature. Right? So, King Nriga was puzzled in this way. But nonetheless, when the Lord is right before him, present before him, standing before him, the soul's intimacy and separation, both are exposed. So the original constitution that once upon a time the spirit soul, the living entity, was with the Lord, and somehow or another he knows this confinement, so he feels pain. It's just like somebody who is already in prison, but some visitor comes and say the husband is in prison and the wife comes to see him in the prison. The feelings that you see him, yet you cannot approach him. You see him, yet you cannot approach him, because there is a barrier. Dhruva Maharaj experiences this. The Lord is standing right before him, but because his entire conception to have the Lord for the material gain immediately makes him realize that I'm still entangled. He will have tears and all the sattvic bhavas and eruptions and everything will be there, but yet neither he can shake hand with the Lord. Nothing. Simply pray. So, liberation from the material conception of life must be factually realized. It should not remain within one's own material brain. So therefore, service is the only medium, even in that realm, that will carry on our closeness to the Lord. So the prayers are coming. We'll see that tomorrow. Anybody has any question regarding this dilemma of Nriga's bewilderment in the body of lizard? Does Narad Muni ever consider what is Shubha, what is Ashubha for the pleasure of the Lord? Narad Muni is eternal associate of the Lord. And he is so free that he can go at his desire, which is only to serve the Lord favorably. Right? When he goes to counsel and ill advises him religiously to kill all the infants, do you think he's considered what is Shubha and what is Ashubha? Is he? He's not considering it. So that realm of transcendence, is of a very, very high grade. Otherwise, we are simply struggling for our selfishness, for transcendence, you know, and we will feel separation. We will feel separation. Narad Muni is not selfish. Narad Muni, the original teacher for bhakti, is not selfish. Somehow or another, he knows the desire of the Lord, and that intimacy can never separate. Two living entities living together is only by one subservient and other to be served by his desire. Then and then harmony between the two living entities also happen. So the Supreme Lord has explicit desires, and the living entity has to be compliant to that. That is pure devotional service. Anya bilashita shunyam jnana karma adanavratam anukulyena krishna anushilana bhakti ruttama. The best devotional service is how to comply with the desires of the Lord. Yudhisthira complied with the desire of the Lord. People come a long way. Ultimately, they have to comply. Draupadi came a long way. She tried all religious methods, intelligent methods, all respectful methods, all bodily methods to prevent herself being robbed of by the Shasan. Nothing went. But when she complied with the desire of the Lord by surrendering, then and then she was protected. This is the requirement, qualification to go back home, back to Godhead. Rest is tolerate. Shubha, ashubha, just tolerate means don't consider to be much more important if you are surrendered soul to Krishna. So therefore Krishna says, in the degree of our surrender, he is available. ये यथा माम प्रपद्यन्ते तांस तथैव भजाम्यहं मम वर्तमानु वर्तन्ते मनुष्यापार्थ सर्वस्व. Those who are rebellious, seemingly they don't comply, but they comply to Mother Nature by force. They have to comply. So why not voluntarily? Direct to the Lord. Why even material nature? If you directly comply to the desire of the Lord, then everything is absorbed. No obligations intermediately. Yes.
He saw nothing inauspicious in the streets of New York, and he gave us the shastras through which we can have spiritual vision through the Guru. But very often you hear, do you wish to make advancement in Krishna consciousness? So to what extent do you know that the wishes are become transcendental rather than grasping?
Understanding the philosophy, you know, and practice. Abhyasa yoga yuktena chitasa nanyagamina. We have to be studious and simultaneously try to apply. So practical. Theory, practical. Theory, practical. And it will lead us to the development. Both has to be. And Prabhupada said ISKCON is an educational institute to systematically educate the people in general about the processes of Krishna consciousness. So this is the only means. Any other thing? Discussion? All right. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Glorious Prabhupada.